The world's happiness is an endless journey. I'll read for you Proverbs 27:20. Hell and destruction are never full, so the eyes of man are never satisfied. The Bible says the eyes of man are never satisfied. You don't just gratify your eyes, allowing yourself to see whatever you want, and then you're just going to be satisfied by that. You're going to want to do it again and again and again. And you may think it brings happiness to you, but it doesn't. You're just left empty, seeking for it again. Ecclesiastes chapter 5, look at verse 10. He that loveth silver shall not be satisfied with silver, nor he that loveth abundance with increase. This also is vanity. So if you love silver and you love increase, you're not going to be satisfied by those things. But what are the two things that the world loves? Money and increase. That's all that they love. That's all that they seek for. But the Bible says you'll never, ever be satisfied by that. Do you think that the rich people in this world are satisfied with their lives? Do you think that they're content with the wife that they have, or the house that they have, or the car that they have, or the phone that they have? Absolutely not. They're not content with it. And that's why they live miserable, sad lives. And you know, it doesn't matter if you're saved or not. If you're saved and you choose to follow the same thing that the world follows, you also will have a miserable, sad life. And you'll be like King Solomon saying, I hate life. Why are so many people committing suicide today? Because they find their happiness in an endless journey of money. Go to 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 5. Bible reads, perverse disputings of men of corrupt minds and destitute of the truth, supposing that gain is godliness, from such withdraw thyself. But godliness with contentment is great gain, for we brought nothing into this world, and it is certain that we can carry nothing out. And having food and raiment, let us be therewith content. So there's people in this world today that suppose that gain is godliness. And when you look up to who just like the masses look up to as heroes, it's people who have a lot of money. Right. They think that those people are special. They may not fully think that they're godly. Maybe they don't even believe in God. But they think that they're special. They think that they're set apart because they've reached this place in life where they have a lot of money, right? The Bible says from those people, we're supposed to withdraw ourselves. Because if we start giving our mind over to that train of thought, God knows you're going to be led on an endless journey that leads to you hating your life. It says we can bring nothing into this world. Certainly we can carry nothing out. So God's trying to tell you, you know, don't focus on the things that aren't going to last. Focus on the things that last forever. And he says, if you have food and raiment, let us be therewith content. So real happiness is actually just being content with what you have, right? How can you be happy with anything if you're not content? You know, you get that brand new phone. You know, I'm content with my phone. I'm like, this is great. It does everything I need. It performs all the functions I need it to perform. When the S50 comes out, I'm not going to be sad that I have a different phone. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm content. But the world is not like that. They have that new phone, and then they just hate it when the next one comes out. And so they reach their happiness. Oh, and then the bunny's a little farther down the trail. That's why it's a never-ending cycle, because it just keeps going forever.